Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
During this day at the beach club, Rachel gets up on stage with the band.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. That was wild.
That crew day out. Oh my God.
Lunchtime in a free show on stage.
Who you are. And get it done.
Shut the front door.
I can't even look.
If we're gonna make music, I want some dirty ass shit.
We were having such a great day. Like, we went snorkeling. I found this really cool sea urchin. Like, we were just having the best time. And then she was swearing and stuff on stage. Mm. And, you know, there was kids around, and that's not really appropriate in any situation to do. So it was kind of like freaking annoying that I had to go up there, try and talk her out of it.
Get off the stage.
Rachel, we have to get you off the stage.
All right, hey, let's do Walking After Midnight. Google it. Let's go.
Walking away from this situation.
At that point, I was like, done. See ya. Like, out of here. Like, gone. Like, not even gonna, like, I thought about throwing a shoe at her, but then I just thought I should just leave. You know, that's what I did.
He decides to take a walk, and he's like, yeah, she's all yours. So leaving it all up to me to fucking deal with. And then imagine if I was drunk as well. Like,
well, then that would make two of you then.
Yeah.
Never seen anything in my life before. That was so funny though. I was like, just, it's like typical Rachel. Like, she literally gives no f-. And that's kind of what I love about her. She does not give a f-. But that, I was just like, there's like kids here, you know, like we're like kind of like a refined place, and you're like swearing on stage, like, babe, I love you, but it's like time and place.
There's kids and stuff around, and the parents are getting really uncomfortable with swearing and stuff. You can come and swear with us.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
I don't know what it is, but I really like being on stage sometimes.
I know.
I can't stop it.
I know.
I can't. It's just, it is me.
Do you remember?
Oh, I remember everything. That's unadulterated, Rachel. And also, I love karaoke, like, so much. Like, I want to get up and sing constantly. I don't know what it is.
I feel like, you know, Rachel, Eddie, and I are on the same, like, par, right? So we're, like, you know, all heads of departments. So we should all be, like, presenting the boat, like, evenly.
The first, like, kind of few charters, like, we had a pretty good relationship, you know? I, like, she was funny. She was weird. She kind of had a pretty good energy in the galley and everything like that I enjoyed. But two main rules of the boat: don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass the boat.
And there's not a worse spot in the world to do it than Antigua.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, it's packed full of super yachts.
It's all big yachts.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take long for word to get around.
Like, oh, that crew is a real show.
And you get judged by one.
Yep.
You get judged collectively by the actions of one individual.
That was not funny.
No.
I hate that. You can embarrass yourself all you want, but if you come in here and embarrass the crew, someone's got to have a talk with her when she's sober again. Be like, you're a monster when you drink.
I wasn't thinking too logically. I was like, oh, there's Rachel, like, doing her thing. That's funny. And then I heard that the crew was all, from the crew, they were like, yeah, you know what Captain Lee says, don't embarrass the boat. And look at Rachel right now. And I'm like, oh, should I help get her out of the situation?
No, because I'm going to do it anyways. Normal for me. And it's kind of funny. It's you know, it is what it is.
I realized that I'm like, we needed her. I mean, the possibility of getting another chef, you know, during a charter in Antigua during the high time of the season there, I mean, it was slim to none. And it's like, if we lost her, we'd be so screwed. And so it's like, we might as well just kind of put up with her and deal with her. And the best way I could do that was just avoid her as much as I possibly could.
It's a hard freaking situation and on my day off. Like, that's the last thing that I wanted to, you know, take care of. And again, like, after everything that I've been done for her, supported her, got her back, trying to work with her, like, and her mood swings and her ups and downs and all of this, and then she's talking behind my back, and then here I am trying to, like, help her all the time.
James, when you're all at dinner after the beach club, you hear Rachel talking about you to Elizabeth.
It kind of came out of nowhere, to be fair.
I'm mad at you. I think
why? It's why
the
f-
that's a whole thing, dude. He's a
like
idiot.
A sailor.
I'm f***ing pissed.
Give it a chance.
Can you do me a favor and not talk about me?
No, I'm telling
you. Just don't talk.
I'm not.
Someone in front. Yeah, that's pretty rude. That's mean. That's like bullying. Like, that's like gone too far.
I never really spoke to Rachel much before that. Just the basic general stuff of just, hi, how are you? What do you used to do? Just all that boring stuff. And then, I don't know, out of nowhere, she kind of just turned on me. I don't know if it, I think it was just the alcohol, so I didn't really pay much attention.
Rachel was there just like ripping on James and Elizabeth. That's your boy. That's your boy, girl. And you're just standing by, just letting this girl just destroy him. And you got nothing to say. In fact, actually, you're like supporting her. Like,
get your together.
I'm right here.
That dude, man. He's a piece of shit.
Why do you
think
he's a piece of shit?
Because I f-ing say so. You can smell him from a mile away.
Rachel.
He's a f-ing douche.
Well, here goes this whole.
Rachel, you're kind of saying how much you don't like him.
Oh, no, no, I'm going to be, of course, and honest. Like, no, I don't like James at all. You know, you can't come onto a boat and try to chat up every single female.
I can't believe I haven't asked you this yet. Are you interested in anyone on deck?
You're into it. You guys are vibing. You know that stuff. What are you looking for?
You can't sit there and be braggadocious about the fact that you're trying to do nil work as much as possible and party as much as possible and take advantage of the situation.
Everyone's still on the first drink. I drink way too quick.
A drum break is like, it's what's on your car wheels.
It sends me under when people talk about work outside of work.
No, I don't condone it and I don't care. And so I will stand by exactly everything I said and I don't give a.
It was just like, blur of words that were coming out that were really hurtful and horrible towards James. And I think all of us were in just like shock. I know that you and I and Eddie were just like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, it's sort of like, oh, we just wanted to ignore it. And then they went away from the table and didn't eat.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, thank God. And I was like secretly like, oh, I really want to try some of that food.
I know, can we try their lobster bisque or something like that? I'm like, can I have some of that?
Oh my God.
Stop being mad at me. Look, you don't know James the way I know James.
You love James, that's great. That's
I do. You don't like him because what you think from like first impressions.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
It was kind of interesting because it did kind of come out of nowhere. I think Rachel was quite protective over Elizabeth. And I think she probably knew that Elizabeth falls quite hard for people. But I definitely think there are better ways to handle a situation. You know, it's funny. It's interesting with Rachel. Like, I love her. I love her to bits. But she's scary when she drinks.
I hadn't known James that long yet, right? And I consider Rachel a friend already. And so I think, and I also had a little bit to drink. You know, I was listening to her point of view. And I knew that he was a flirt. Like, I knew this. And I was just listening to what she had to say. Maybe I didn't realize like how in earshot he was, which was silly. And at the time, I didn't want to hurt James's feelings or I didn't want to make him feel bad. Like I didn't want that at all. I wanted the complete opposite. So the next morning when I really found out what happened and like, you know, why he had went in the other van and like, I did feel sorry. And this is still, you know, just believing that I had, like, hurt him in any way. And I don't want to do that to anybody. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, we had a little bit to drink and there was just chatter, you know. Like, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
I feel kind of bad for James as well because Norma's really sticking up for him, like, myself included. And it's kind of difficult in that situation as well because it's that real hierarchical thing on boats. You're like, are you allowed? I mean, I called the chief steward twat, so I probably should have just said something.
Rachel, I was scrolling through your Instagram and I saw this post about America's Next Top Model on your Instagram.
It was on America's Next Top Model. And it was actually kind of funny how that happened too as well. I was bartending at the time and a lady came over to me for casting and was like, have you ever thought about being a model? And I was like, no, you bet me. I mean, I've had my dabbles and stuff before prior, but nothing to that capacity on a TV show. And she was just like, no, we're serious. Do you want to come and be on America's Next Top Model? And I was like, this is fair. Yeah. What? So I was like, let me put this bottle of Jaeger down at my bar. They can wait on their shots. Where do I sign?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I got to meet Tyra and everybody. So it was a lot of fun. It was fun. And I mean, it wasn't like I lasted for ages because I got told I didn't take it too seriously. And I was like, no, it's a shock to me. Why am I in LA? What is wrong with you?
You were like working at a bar in LA.
No, Florida.
And so you flew out to LA.
Yeah, they flew me out to LA and everything. So I didn't do any of the, I was lucky I didn't have to do the cattle call. And my mom was like, thank God. Yeah, so I did it and then done.
And so after that, were you like, maybe I should give the modeling thing a try? Or were you like, no?
I'm a kitchen creature, bartender. I'm happy with that, you know?
James Elizabeth, he is in the crew mess. He's looking at Rob's phone and he's looking at Instagram. And he's kind of commenting on, I think he says he's looking at Fitbirds.
Let me check your feed. Watch me just start double tapping all the Fitbirds on there.
Don't.
No, she's fit. That's right. I'll tell you how many of them would, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, it was annoying. It's annoying. I get that that's what some people do and that's the way they are. Like, I don't want to be completely, you know, jealous over something like that, especially with somebody that I still don't even know that well. And it's, you know, we're not like officially dating or anything, but it's annoying. It hurt, you know, like it was kind of, it just felt like he didn't care about our connection.
Right, you've got Instagram for all the wrong reasons. Man's just full of girls.
Weird comment that was.
Jesus Christ. I can't deal with that.
She got offended by it and she walked off. Madness.
Maybe as well, that's like trust issues. Like if you have a partner that you really trust and like they see someone like, oh, they're kind of fit. Like, I don't know, I wouldn't care that much. But I think Elizabeth is just quite sensitive.
Yeah.
And she fell like very hard and very fast for James.
I tend to put a lot more thought and feeling into any relationship that I'm involved in. But it sucked. It didn't feel good. It definitely raised the red flags. And I was like, all right, whatever. See where his head's at. Like, I don't know.
She was very, very sensitive, which is obviously not a great thing to be around me, because if I tried to wind someone up, the more sensitive they are, the easier it is for them. But thinking back, do you know who would have actually gotten really well? That would have been a great relationship. Shane and Liz. They could have literally been the perfect couple.
They'd be a great couple.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to BravoTV.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.